I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. For most people, when they decide to retire, all they need to do is tell their family, their employer, and their coworkers, and then wait for the retirement party. When a physician decides to retire, it's not that simple. There are few professions where one individual's retirement may have such a large impact on so many people. In many small towns, there may be only one physician. Not only would that physician's retirement mean patients would lose medical care close by, but it would likely impact the livelihood of those employed by the practice and potentially the operations of any small regional hospital the physician is associated with. Even in cities where there are many physicians, losing even one can have an impact, as most of the U.S. is experiencing a physician shortage. A 2016 study in the Journal of Human Resources for Health found that unplanned physician retirement can have dire consequences on both patient safety and human resource allocation. One of the ways the Texas Medical Board attempts to minimize disruptions to patient care due to physician retirement is by requiring physicians to take three steps before stepping away from medicine. First, they must send a letter to all patients they've seen in the past 2 years. Second, post a notice in their office 30 days before leaving. And third, they must publish a notice in the largest newspaper local to the practice. For most retiring physicians, fulfilling three formalities is easy. It's leaving their patients that's the hard part. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.